by. Welcome to another episode of Pault on Power, Power System Design's podcast on the latest in power and power design. I'm your host, Alex Pault, and today we've got Giovanni Marengo. He is with Vishe, and they've just come out with a new family of hyper-fast and ultra-fast recovery rectifiers. I believe they're called the Fred series. Isn't that right, Giovanni?
Yes, good morning, and this is the new part we just released. And as a general consideration, we see that the semiconductor market is continuously looking for improvements, either from package and the silicon standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
Typically smaller, cheaper, and definitely more efficient.
Mm-hmm. So these devices are created specifically to address that?
Yes, correct.
Excellent. So why don't you tell me a little bit about these devices?
Yeah, we mainly, Vishe, introduced 10 new products. Some of those is industry first in the market.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely the new parts represent an additional opportunity to satisfy the market continuous requirement.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking, for example, for LED TV that is thinner and thinner, or the slim power adapter. And besides increasing the energy efficiency and not last cost-effective components. So this is a nice and continuous challenge for Vishe and the semiconductor manufacturers in general to continue in the direction of improving the power density and the efficiency of the components.
So what are the specific released products? What are the part names and what are the device ranges that you've introduced?
Yeah, we offer mainly three packages that are well-known packages in the market.
Mm-hmm.
SMA, SMB, and SMC. All of them is surface mount parts.
Mm-hmm.
And we are offering them, each of them is available with one or more current rating.
Mm-hmm.
For example, the SMA is available as a 3-amp, SMB is available as a 3 and 4-amp, and SMC is available and as a 4 and 5-amp.
Mm-hmm.
This is 600-volt rated parts.
Excellent.
In addition to this, we also offer the parts with a different VF and TRR ratio, namely U-speed, where U stands for ultra-fast.
Mm-hmm.
And these parts offer the advantage of very low forward voltage drop, while H-speed, where H stands for hyper-fast, are parts that provide a very low reverse recovery charge. So the customer can select based on the current rating and the switching frequency of his final application, the device that optimizes his application efficiency.
Got you.
Beside this, some of the parts is industry first in the market. For example, for SMA, market offer SMA typically has 1 amp, 600 volt. Vishe can offer up to the 3 amp.
Well, that's a significant improvement.
Yeah. For SMB, typical market is 2 and 3 amp. We are capable to offer 3 and 4 amp. And last, the SMC, typical market is 3 amp, 600 volt. We are capable to offer 4 and 5 amp.
Got you. Now, you had mentioned a couple of applications like television and other. What applications and markets do you feel these parts are suitable for? You don't have to name them all, but if you had a couple that you could mention.
Yes. Mainly the parts that are suitable, the new parts are suitable to be used for PFC diode, as a boost diode, and also as a freewheeling.
Got you.
The consumer products where we can see the major benefit are, for example, the TV market, the lighting market, either the emerging and almost well-established LED and the standard and electronic ballast. And in general, for PFC diode, either for discontinuous mode and continuous mode topology, in power power supply and the power switching application. One more thing, these new components has also been released with high quality level that is allowing Vishay to offer them also in the automotive market.
Got you. So that market as well. That's very good. So what are some of the important features that are worth remembering for the audience?
Mainly, we have been capable to increase the power density. Market is continuously asking for power density, smaller space. And we could do this inside the SMA, SMB, and SMC package, releasing mainly larger current parts.
How
did we do this? We mainly are using the package capability, placing inside larger silicon chip. We simply used the available area inside the package.
Mm-hmm.
And we are not sure that competition can do this. As you can see, so it's a very simple concept. We just maximize the available chip inside the package.
Mm-hmm.
Inside the package, we have not to forget that the silicon chip technology is the key, because inside the package is just, let's say, an external envelope for electrical connection. What is really key in these components is the silicon.
Got you. So how is this? So it's basically, that's how it's better than the previous generation, the increased use of the silicon within the package, or what are the other ways that you've determined that, you know, this is a better device? Once you created it, how did you make sure that you had the proper performance that you were looking for? Was this a big development effort? Was it how did you improve? How easy was it to improve on the previous generation?
Yeah, mainly we use the Fred Platinum process that we can that Vishay can manage with a high level of precision and the flexibility. This process, based on the platinum, is rated at TJ175 degrees C, and is capable to offer extremely low leakage current, let's say, namely, much lower than other doping process that industry is offering, like, for example, gold doping, that offer a TJ max of 150 degrees C, or other doping processes for ultra-fast diode, like electric radiation, or some other even more complex processes.
Got you.
This platinum is very flexible, so we can offer extremely low VF or extremely low QRR. And this the flexibility we have, I believe, is almost unique in the market.
Got you. Well,
so, to make just a couple of short technical examples, if a designer can design for a discontinuous mode PFC, where the main feature is low VF, we can offer parts with VF as low as 1 volt and even lower at high temperature, so very efficient parts. Besides, on the other extreme, for continuous mode PFC, we are able to offer parts with extremely low and soft QRR. Worth to mention, this key additional feature for our silicon that is always welcomed by the designer and allow them not to have to deal with EMI, is that the recovery of the diode is extremely soft.
It's
a welcome feature by the customer, by the designer.
Got you. So now, what would you say as far as the future for these products? What's your perspective on that?
The perspective for these products is that definitely our silicon is capable to offer a unique feature that helped to release, that helped us in releasing these parts. The possibility to offer higher current devices is allowing the designer to reduce a lot the PCB space occupancy. So, for example, if the SMB is used, for example, if a 3-amp in SMB package is used, this can be replaced by an SMA component. If an SMC used, then the SMB can replace this bigger package. And we have also seen how for the SMB, for the 4-amp, we can replace the actual leader device. So this driving to both advantages. Either use a cheaper and a smaller device, and most of it, actual is not a surface mount component. So the actual can, that is typically manually mounted, can be instead mounted with the automatic machine with an SMB case.
Got you. Okay, is there any other interesting aspects that you wanted to mention before we close the episode?
Yeah, just recapping on these latest things that we said. When we did several tests, for example, we bought some of the components, some of the power supply, some of the most popular power supply in the market. And, for example, in one case, the SMC was there, replaced it with the SMB, and we ran the power supply like in normal working condition. And we were able to prove that the efficiency is the same, and also the case temperature is the same. Same we did for a larger power device using the actual. So we replaced the actual with the 4-amp 600-volt in SMB. And also in this case, we proved that the efficiency is the same, and also the case temperature is the same. So this means these components can be used either to improve the existing efficiency on the system by using the same package, and or use a smaller package by having the same efficiency. So this means very simply smaller space, same efficiency, and also added value for the cost standpoint.
Excellent. Well, hey, Giovanni, thank you very much for taking the time today to tell us about these new devices. I know our audience will be interested in them, and I gather they can just go to the Vishay site to learn about it.
Okay, thank you.
Excellent. And I'd like to thank everybody out there in the audience for taking the time to listen to us. We wouldn't be here without you. Tell your friends. This is Alex Palt for Palt on Power. Have a great day.